Hadouken!
Welcome, Game Boys and Game People, to Game Boys. We are here talking about all things, everything, video, game, eventually. We get there.
In time.
At some point, yeah. I'm sure. We should call it Game Meander. Meander, yeah. Boys.
Meander Boys. Meander to Game Boys.
Meandertals. That's what we are. Ooh. Dude, we're looking at us rebranding here on the
That's
Game Boys.
That's a really good name.
Meandertals.
That's a really good name for a podcast.
I got to cut this whole beginning. Yeah. We got to do it again.
That's really Shit. Good.
Welcome. Sitting with me is my co-host, as always, Mr. Willie D20, William Henderson.
Yo.
How you feeling today?
I'm okay.
Okay. On 1 to 10, how you?
Probably like an 8 or a 9.
Oh,
not 100%.
Dude,
but I'm
you
close.
Feel 10? Dude, are you not depressed? I've never hit 10.
Oh well, that's just like 10 is like normal.
Oh,
which is
5
like,
is normal.
Oh,
like think about it like 100% scale. You know, like
oh
like
well, in that case, I'm like a. 4.
Your life perspective just changed.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Like, I didn't realize you graded it like a dog's body. Like a vet grades a dog's body by like it's 1 through 9, but like
9 is bare.
9? No, 9 is like way overweight. 1 is underweight.
Okay.
So 4 or 5 is like perfect.
Mid. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
how I, yeah.
That's okay. That makes more sense. I thought.
Why would you go the other? No, your scale doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm just it's subjective. It's personal.
But why is your scale like that? What other thing do you rate like that?
I don't know.
You've been going around telling dudes that you've been seeing girls that are 9s and you just think they're having a okay day. like if someone tells you, dude, there's a 7 over there, you know what that means. It's a 7 out of 10.
Nobody
That's
points
a
out a 7.
That hurts my feelings, man.
I'm just
Stop
saying.
It.
Nobody's talking about you behind your back, George.
What do I have to do?
Nothing.
God damn it.
Stop trying so hard.
I just want attention.
I know. That's why you do comedy.
I know. That's not why I do comedy, actually.
Part of it.
Mm.
It's definitely part of it. It's got to be.
Probably, I guess. That's probably how it started, and now that's my means to get that. That's like, if I want the attention, I know I can go there and get
right.
it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's not like a...
It's more about the comedy.
Yeah, it's not on my hierarchy of needs anymore.
Yeah.
Attention, at least.
In fact, I like to just do my set and then nobody talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'd prefer it if nobody said anything to me.
I feel like the longer people do comedy, that becomes the experience.
Yeah.
Because you run into so many fucking crazies.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to
like
chill.
Every conversation is like the same after.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's nice to get the compliments, you know, but then it's like, it becomes the same.
Yeah, over
thing.
Yeah, over and over. Yeah.
How long have you been doing this? About 6 years. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So how often do you do it? pretty much every night. Any night I can.
Are you going up tonight?
Yep. Yep. when are you going up? I'll be up later. I'm hosting the second part actually. I'll probably bring you up as a matter of fact. So if you just sit around and wait and watch, you.
Oh, yeah. I used to do it back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
When?
Like, you know, it's like years, you know?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a few times
years,
or like?
Years, yeah. I mean, I dabble here and there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's cool. Are you going to go up tonight?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, you're right. Those conversations. Yeah. That's why you just like, you want to just hang out with your friends, but unfortunately, all your friends are busy. Mm-hmm. Busy grinding.
Or moving away.
Which of your friends is moving away? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember. I forgot.
Fucking assholes. That's who.
Yeah.
We had one thing, or you had one thing on
I
your
had
docket
one thing.
Today. What did you want to talk about today, sir?
So, as you probably know, the new Battlefield game is on the horizon, Battlefield 2042. It got immensely more cool about 3 days ago. They announced something called Battlefield Portal. So you can create like private games using
private games.
Yeah, like maps from other Battlefield games, different game modes. Like you can choose like what weapons you want to allow. And you're going to have that. Remember how we were talking about with like old Call of Duty games? You'd have the server list and like, here's the rules. It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
So like you're going to get gross. That. Why?
Because
we like that. Though.
I like it, but
then you get to go knives versus defibrillators.
But
as
long as
about.
They're not allowing like mods and stuff.
No, that's what they're it's not mods. Okay. They specifically said this is not mods.
Because that list I would hate going to, because you'd always hit one that you're like, all right, download these packs so you can get those skins so that they can play this music.
It's not that. This is all a part of Battlefield 2042. Like, this is a part of that game. It's going to be separate from the actual multiplayer.
Right.
But, like, you're gonna be able to, like, make a private game. You can either, like, you can make it private with your friends or you can open it to the public. And it's going to be, like, 100-and-something person, you know, it's Battlefield. Mm-hmm. And if you want, you can just put all your friends on your team and fill the other team with bots and just go fuck them up. So, like, they're going to have maps from Battlefield 1942, Bad Company 2, and Battlefield 3, plus all of them from the new one, obviously. There's going to be weapons from all the games. Obviously, like, planes and shit, they're going to be doing that. Gun balancing might be a problem. We don't really know yet. It doesn't sound like they're gonna try to balance them, but we'll probably
I feel like
have to see.
The bigger your maps go, the harder it is to balance your weapons. Like Warzone did a pretty good job, but what ruined it is like the hackers and the cheaters. But like at a certain point, I don't know. I guess guns are kind of that way.
Yeah.
In reality,
well, I mean,
you know.
Call of Duty has a big problem with it where they're changing it all the time. And then you see like, oh, here's the new meta, which is like, there shouldn't be a meta. If your game is made properly, there shouldn't be a meta, you know, but,
run it like Halo Xbox. You drop all the weapons in the same spot and you just race for the spot.
Right. And it's
get
like,
the rocket launcher.
Yeah. And it's like, I lost my train of thought. Sorry. It's gone.
It's gone. That sounds fun. Like, are they going to have...
You're going to have a web tool to design your match. So it's not even going to be in-game. You have to, like, sit there and scroll through
everything.
I was
going to say, that sounds fucking annoying.
Yeah, they're going to have a web tool you can go onto. You can make your match that way, point and click that. Like, it sounds like it's going to be fucking dope. It sounds fun. It sounds a lot of... Like, once you've done the multiplayer shit for a while and you've leveled up... Like, there is something about, like, killing other people that's way more satisfying than killing a bot. But every once in a while, you just get with your friends.
Murder in real life, bro. Yeah. That's all you want to do.
Yeah.
Just slice someone's
throat. Yeah, 100%. And if I wasn't a comic, I'd be a hitman. There's no doubt about it. But there will be something about, like, yo, let's all, like, get together and just get Jeeps and just try to run over as many people, like, as many, you know, just dumb shit like that would be really fun.
Yeah.
And the trailer that they have for it looks crazy.
I didn't see it.
You should look it up.
When did the trailer drop?
Well, it was like 2 or 3 days ago. They put out a little thing for Battlefield. The portal thing is what they're calling it. But PC Gamer, their headline is Battlefield Portal is instantly the most exciting part of Battlefield 2042. So
is the experience called Battlefield Portal, or is the web tool with which you create into Battlefield, is that the Battlefield Portal?
I think the whole thing is
like Battlefield, like Call of Duty Warzone. So it's Battlefield Portal.
Right.
They should have picked a different word. Portal's already got a place in the video game.
Yeah, but it kind of makes sense.
Sell me on it, because I don't think so.
Because it's like, because you're getting into games that aren't realistic like Battlefield normally is. So it's like you're quote unquote porting into a different like universe, for lack of a better term, or like a different, you know what I mean, like a different game almost than what Battlefield is.
I don't know. I don't have an alternative. I don't like Portal, but it is more of like a simulation. Like, but like I said, Portal. If you play video games in the last decade, you already think GLaDOS. You already think, you know, orange, blue, poof, poof, dropping shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's already something in there, and they could have. It's a missed opportunity, I think, to really brand. You know, maybe sell some merch on it. I mean, Portal, like you don't want to wear two Portal sweaters. That's weird.
Right.
So.
Okay. So, What I'm reading here, there's no spatial map editor or access to Battlefield's code or assets, so you can't redesign maps, place your own objectives and spawn points, or create new vehicles. It's not quite Halo Forge, and you won't be building your own Battle Royale mode. And it says I specifically asked if that was possible, and the answer is no. But you can make some pretty wild-sounding modes. A couple cool features: you can change variables per team, making asymmetrical modes, and you can tweak AI settings for solo and co-op experiences to play with your friends. Variables you can edit as a small example include class, weapon, gadget, and vehicle restrictions, toggles such as friendly fire, HUD visibility, and whether or not early reloading is allowed, and numbers such as movement speed and body part damage multipliers.
Oh, that's annoying. Guess maybe if like you want to...
Instant headshots.
Yeah, or if you want to play like... Maybe the team with more people has less, you know, quote-unquote body armor, so they're easier to kill, and you're trying to... You can set up scenarios.
Here's one. You can create your own logic... or create your own mode with the logic editor, which lets you trigger actions when certain conditions are met. For example, when a player gets a kill, restore their health to full.
Hmm.
So that's kind of like interesting.
They want you to play like Halo then.
Hey, I mean,
that's cool.
They want to put like the modes in the hands of the players. It's kind of like what Grand Theft Auto does, right? I mean, that's basically what they do.
Yeah. And that sounds so tedious.
Immensely
though.
Successful.
It sounds cool, but it doesn't sound like something I'd do.
No, but there's going to be plenty of people that will, and that's all that matters.
I guess.
Because people are weird.
Do you have any friends that'll set it up for us so I can just participate?
We'll just go on the public servers, bro. That's going to be the beauty.
Those might suck, though. You know?
Figured out.
Steven Roth, will you please, like, do this with us? Because you have a point and clicker.
No, he's going to play Call of Duty. He's not going to.
Dude, that dude cycles through FPSs like he cycles through STDs, bro. Like, every day he's like, dude, I'm playing this, I'm playing that. Dude, weren't you just playing something?
I thought he's always playing Call of Duty.
He's always playing Valorant and fucking...
I'm sick of hearing about that game.
I don't even know what it is.
Dude, it's dumb. It's an FPS with, like, magic.
I was playing Apex on the Switch, which, kind of a shitty experience in general. Just because my fingers are used to,
A controller.
The stick movement is accurate but different.
It seems like on the Switch, like fast twitch stuff would be hard.
It is just the way you're holding it. That's why it's not ergonomic. Like you want your hands relaxed to twitch, you know.
Yeah.
But when the way you hold the Switch, your tendons are already like mid contraction.
Yeah.
If that's what I'm looking for, and so it's hard to.
Yeah, right. Plus, you're holding the screen, so any movement you make, you move the screen.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I haven't played it on my TV. I'll give it a shot.
And then you can put the things together.
Yeah.
They're so close together.
I'll report back. No, I have the... It comes with that controller thing that you can connect the Joy-Cons to, and then it's Xbox controller.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I play a lot of Animal Crossing like that. Shit's crazy, dude. Shit gets lit. Hella litty, bro.
You didn't show it to me last time.
My island is legit. My house got bigger, bro. I am so rich in this game.
Dude, nobody should... If you play Animal Crossing, you can't make fun of people for playing D&D or WoW. Dude, I'm sick of getting made fun of for playing World of Warcraft. That is bullshit, dude. You play games that are way more stupid than WoW.
How is Animal Crossing stupid?
I don't even know what happens in it.
Building an economy.
You're like, I have an island and I just get money. How do you get money?
You pull weeds and you sell it to the guy. And
what guy?
There's a guy.
There's just a guy on your island that just buys weeds? Who fucking buys weeds, dude?
We all buy weeds,
no,
bro.
We That's a flower, dude. We buy flowers.
You're picking weeds, but they're also in shapes of flowers.
Oh, my God.
Here's where I think that there's
What else? You chop wood?
There's a dark spin to it where, yes, the economy for face value doesn't make sense, but if you think about it, like, if it's... This tyrant who's buying drugs from this person that he's provided land for. There's a darker side to Animal
That's
Crossing.
Not what's going on.
There
it's rated E for everyone.
There is because of the interactions, but when you talk to the characters, the dialogue, there's no options. It's like, hey man, what do you think I should, or like, what do you think about this? And it's always like, yes, yes, yes. All three options is a different form of yes. Like, there's no control in this world. There's no free will. Like, you want to chop wood, and you're like, oh,
why
I'm gonna chop
fun?
Wood. Because it's awesome.
You have to. You didn't show it to me last time. You have to
show
it to me.
I'll show you.
I genuinely, listening to you, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
It's like Harvest Moon for me. It's very
zen. But I don't want to hear about World of Warcraft being lame. Because time and time again, it's proven that it's the best game on Earth.
Well.
Besides Blizzard's inter-office problems. That's another story.
Which is my story, which I wanted
really?
To bring up. Yeah, so
I know exactly what you're going to talk about.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to quote this. The California Department of Fair Employment and Housing has filed an explosive lawsuit against Activision Blizzard for discrimination. And so...
Oh, God.
Some of the things that they have said, it says defendants have fostered a pervasive frat boy workplace culture that continues to thrive. First off, that's what happens when you work at a place when there's only boys.
Yeah.
Like that's there's nothing you can really do about that unless you're going to like
genuinely penalize them
or give them a raise for being good.
Right.
Like there has to, if you don't, That's
you got to reward good behavior.
Yeah, that's biology. Like they're good. That's what boys do. Yeah. Sorry.
Especially boys that have, I don't mean to stereotype, but if you're working for Blizzard, Activision Blizzard, you probably haven't had much luck with girls in your life.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. You're probably not that social. You're probably not like, you
you're
don't have
woke.
Those skills. Yeah. You're probably not woke. And
pretty
now
girls
you get,
freak you out now.
Yeah. And now you get in this situation where like there's girls around you now, like on a daily basis you get to know them better, like they don't know how to act. Not that that's an excuse, but
yeah,
that's what's gonna happen.
It also says in the office women are subjected to cube crawls in which male employees drink copious amounts of alcohol as they crawl their way through various cubicles in the office and engage in often inappropriate behavior towards female employees.
Okay, yeah, that's fucked up.
Leave, like, is this during work hours? Because I don't think that's legal.
Drinking alcohol, I guess it depends on the company, right? I mean, that's
I guess.
But don't they have like HR? I mean, I guess that's probably why the
it's probably
California
more boys. That's probably what it is.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
let's
probably.
That's why you should always contract your HR. I'm a big big believer in they should be off site because then they're unbiased.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But it costs money.
But here's the thing: like, I fully expect Blizzard to do something about this.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to continue my subscription to World of Warcraft.
They have,
so that
the,
they
resources
have the resources
to do so,
to
change the world. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But I'm not done. So it says male employees proudly come into work hungover, play video games for long periods of time during work. Hey, that's their job. Fuck you. While delegating their responsibilities to female employees. Hey, that's their job. No. And they engage in banter about their sexual encounters, lies.
Which are lies. Yeah.
Talk openly about female bodies and joke about rape. Don't attack the comedy scene like that. That's rude. But, I mean.
All not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
But also not shocked.
No.
The people that are like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, really?
You can't believe it?
You never worked in a.
Place restaurant? Have you worked
anywhere?
In a restaurant?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Jesus Christ. Have you worked in a comedy club?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You ever pick up food on the line?
Yeah.
For your table? You're going to get harassed, bro. Bro and sis, you're going to get harassed by the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's weird how, like, very anti-homosexual the minority community is in general. Blacks, Mexicans, all across the board.
Can't say blacks, dude.
I'm going to. Because there's differences. There's tears.
Let's be honest. Whites are pretty homophobic, too.
Yeah. But if you're in a kitchen, bro, and it's a line of Mexican dudes.
It's gay as fuck.
Yeah. They're going to slap their meat onto the fucking cutting board. They'll sanitize it after they're done. But they'll
make sure it's
no
up to
problem
code.
Showing you, like, dude, look at my dick.
Yeah. Like, you saw waiting.
Yeah.
That's not far off.
Yeah. Minus.
It's a little bit exaggerated.
Yeah, I was going to say, minus the spitting and the food, but I'm sure in some bumfuck small town restaurant where everybody knows each other and someone's a fucking asshole.
There's no doubt that happens.
Yeah, somewhere.
On a regular basis.
Somewhere. Somewhere, something. Probably.
I think it's more likely to happen out here because you don't know, because you don't know anybody.
Hmm.
I feel like I've probably eaten somebody's bodily fluid at some point.
I don't.
Just because, like, at some point, like, I'm going through the drive-thru at 1:30 in the morning, and they're just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, but not everyone is Eminem fucking spitting on your onion rings and shit. They don't. That's done out of spite. That's done when they've been wronged. And I don't think you're that kind of patron.
No, I'm not.
You're like, you seem like the kind of guy that's like, it's a little overcooked. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't care about it. I mean, I'll just like, well, that's what I get for getting fast food at 1:30 in the morning. So
when they spit on it, you're just glad they didn't charge you extra.
Yeah. Like, damn, like, oh, thank you for that.
Can I get ranch? That's going to be $1. All right. Just spit on it. Yeah. It's fine.
I'll just take the spit.
Yeah, it's, let's see.
The thing about so that whole situation, I mean, you know, the World of Warcraft community is knows about it, of course. You know, you play the game, you keep up to date with the company, and there are like guilds that did like quote unquote sit in like protests in game. They went to like the main city and like everybody was there and they were like talking about it and like just spreading the word, making,
what do we want? Equality.
Yeah.
Or it's all lagged. So what do we want?
Equality.
What do we want?
But yeah, like, I mean, because. And at first, when I heard that, like, they were doing a sit-in for that, I was like, isn't that kind of the opposite of what you like? Shouldn't you be protesting the game? But then they've already paid for their subscription.
Yeah, it's like, no, dude, they already have my money. I got to.
So, yeah,
do
exactly.
I can.
They call it sublocked. Your subscription locked for like that month, you know. So for whatever period they bought for, they're locked. So it's like, well, I guess I'll do something in game for this. So. Every once in a while, there's something cool that happens in game like that. Like during Pride Month, there's like, they have like parades in game where they like have like a parade route that they like somebody will prepare.
That's cool.
And they post it like and spread it around the community. Yeah, it's really cool. A lot of stuff like that. Players will die and they'll have like ceremonies for them. Like they'll die in real life and they'll have ceremonies for them in game. Like it's a weird like.
Do you participate in any of those things?
I have not.
You're just a spectator.
I usually like hear about them after the fact. Mm. And I'm just
and
like,
you're like,
oh,
how right. do you guys all organize? What forum are you on?
Aren't you working?
It's probably a subreddit. It's probably a Discord by this point, right?
And it's like, yeah. It's like, don't you have to work? That's what I don't get about all these
they're
people.
They're like,
don't
I'm at work right now,
that's
dude.
That's what I'm doing. I'm like, oh.
I'm an assistant at Activision.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me go make this bitch do my work real quick.
Hang on. Susan's going to go make me a fucking Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Susan! Hot Pocket! Yeah, like it's fucked up, but I don't agree with the behavior, but what can we do about things like that? You know, like is there anything? Because I was thinking on the way home, like there's no way that we can detoxify the comedy community because that's like it's toxic by nature.
Yeah.
And while I don't agree with the behavior, like I have to accept that that's the world that I've chosen to engage in.
Right.
Now that feels like a little bit victim blamey, but you know, I guess I'm on the fence. I don't know what to do about it. What can we do about it? You know, besides incentivize good behavior, but that doesn't change the behavior. That doesn't change
the culture,
the desire to do so. That when you get five boys in a room, guess what? One of them's going to pull out their dick. Three of them are going to fart. All of them are going to laugh. Like there's a certain brand of things that are going to happen. And if you you throw a piece of meat at an apex predator, they're going to bite it. They're going to eat it. It's predictable. I don't know what to do. Be more sensitive and more educated, and that's more of a generational curse.
Give the women permission to use violence against them.
Dude, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that too.
Yeah, every girl gets like a Nerf bat, but like the plastic one, not the swords with foam. I'm like something that makes a loud boom. Because when you get spanked, it doesn't hurt. It's the
and
sound.
And if a male employee touches it, they get fired.
Oh,
No
Insta-fire.
No questions asked.
Even if the CEO grabs it.
Yeah.
Like, if he's...
Gone.
Yeah, if a male
Let's
touches
be honest,
it...
He's not in that same room. He's like, it stinks in
if
here.
If a male touches it and it and the a female is not touching it, you're right. Instant Insta-ban.
No, yeah, like... no hands. You can't block.
Oh, fuck, dude.
So, like, if they swing and your hands block it, you're out. Because you shouldn't have been in that situation. You shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place.
She shouldn't have had to have hit
exactly.
you. Exactly. You know what? Never mind. Regular bats.
Yeah. Just do good old-fashioned wooden bats.
Yeah. They can... Oh, we hire all females as beaters, and you get fucking one...
Yeah. Women's security guards, the chicks from fucking Wakanda.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you're going to go work at Activision Blizzard then.
Yeah.
You show up early for breakfast.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Where do I need to go? Tell me, please. Do you have handcuffs? Lock me.
Force
up.
Me. Force
Take
me.
Take
Force
me. Me. Hey, I'm having impure thoughts. Please go interrogate me. Be God. Yeah, it sucks. It's part of the reason, like, I don't want to run a company of that size. Like,
yeah.
It's too much responsibility. Like, how do I fix that? You know, what do we do?
I don't know, man.
Is education the key? Do we just have to keep telling boys, hey, man, fucking, if you're going to do that, be mindful of the women in the room, I guess? But, like, those guys have never been in a room with women.
Well,
it's
I don't know. That's a weird one. That's tough.
Leave them alone? Let them continue?
No, you can't do that. You got to do something about it. I think you just hire more women. How about that? Just fire the men that are being douchebags.
Yeah, there's at this point, there's definitely a girl that can do that job.
Yeah, for sure.
Better.
Multiple.
Way better and for less money.
And probably focus better. Definitely pay them more. Let's just throw that out there. Pay them more.
Same pay.
And, I don't know.
This is why we're comedians.
I think
we don't know. We just bitch about it so you let everyone else fix it.
I would say do it back to them, but they would like that. So.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to get you to do.
Yeah. You should just insult them.
Yeah.
Just be like, no, dude,
like
I don't want to fuck you, you fucking nasty piece of shit. Yeah.
No, they get that already.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, they probably don't. They don't. Yeah. I don't know.
You're all over the place on this one.
Yeah.
It's too close.
I'm trying
to
find a solution.
Yeah, I don't like talking about things without a solution, but like I don't know the solution, you know? Like, this has gone to the Department of Fair Employment and Housing. Like,
I mean, that goes into the fair when it says and housing, like, what do they live together?
Right.
Is there a dormitory? Right.
Like the ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and really guns. And
firearms?
Okay. That's a weird mix.
That's interesting.
All right. But I guess if you are the only ones with the trucks that can unload the weight,
also, isn't tobacco legal? Why do we need a...
It has to be regulated. Like alcohol. Those are... It's regulatory board.
That's fair.
Which is stupid.
I guess firearms are too, yeah.
Yeah. How regulated are firearms?
Yeah, not very well.
You can't just stamp a number on
a
gun.
They definitely did a good job with alcohol and tobacco, but they are fucking up with firearms.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah, because the first two, like, that's where the seniority goes, and then they let the rookies handle the guns. I'm like, I'm tired of getting shot at. I'd rather
just never figure shit out.
Get stolen cigarettes or something.
Yeah.
The world's weird.
I mean, if you know, they're going to have like sensitivity courses, you're going to have like, you definitely need to make an example of people and you need to fire them, or demote them, whatever you need to do.
Or hang them in front of the building.
Yeah, that's fine. Just hang them
fucking
from the roof in
like
the front.
Like Nazis, bro. Let them know. Look, if you're going to fuck with this workplace environment, you're dead, bro.
Yeah, our company's more valuable than your life, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So. Or maybe don't kill them, but hang them by their toes upside down for like 15 minutes. Just for that 15 minutes when everyone's walking into work so they know what the fuck is up. That's what I would do.
Will the blood rush to their head in 15 minutes?
Probably.
Survive?
Probably. Okay. They'll pass out.
Yeah, that's when you pull them up once they stop.
Yeah. No, if they pass out, they have to be up there conscious for 15 minutes total.
If they pass out, then they can go back.
No, they can go back. They can go back after their 15 minutes are up. But if they pass out, the clock stops. And you got to come back. And you got to do it again and keep going until you hit 15, bro.
Oh, I was thinking if you make it past the 15, you get to keep your job.
No, you get a write-up. You still get a write-up. You get to keep your job.
Okay.
But the next time you get hung for 30.
Right, right.
And then the full workday. I don't care if it takes you a week to get those 8 hours, bro. You better stop calling gay dudes fags and looking up skirts during your cubicle crawl.
I just don't. That's kind of shit. That's so crazy to me.
The cubicle
just
crawl?
Just the idea of that. Like, why would you even consider doing that?
Yeah, that's a frat boy thing, though, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's open, for one. I don't remember what we're talking about. We're bitching about boys, huh?
Yeah. So that's frat boy.
Yeah, it just makes me sad that like we get associated with that, and that's like it's that behavior, I guess, that makes me like interact with females in general like very distantly.
Yeah.
Like I'm very like if I don't have to talk to you, I won't. And
right.
It's not because I hate you. It's because like I'm not trying to like make you think I'm trying to fuck you
right.
or think you're looking down your shirt or whatever. Like I'm not. I am a creep, but from afar and like on my phone. Like I'm not gonna do it in person.
Yeah, it's not. It's not gonna impose on you.
Yeah. It's. I understand.
You'll
it's
never,
my demon.
You'll never know I'm creeping on you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And when you're there, I try to be respectful. Like you know.
I just treat them like dudes.
Yeah, knuckle bumps, bro. All around. It's fine. I don't.
I know,
talk
I don't
to
like
you.
Giving girls hugs.
Me either.
Like, if they're going for it, I'll do it. But I'm like,
me either.
Okay.
Especially because, like, usually it's I stink. You know, it's after work. Or
yeah.
Like, we've been fucking,
like, I don't know what I smell like. Yeah.
Especially during the summer, dude, here. Whew. When I had a car without AC, I would have an extra change of clothes that I'd change into after the drive to go to the mic.
Yeah. Especially as a dude who's tall enough to where most girls are at armpit level. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're making a bad choice.
You ever hug a girl who went in for a hug and then it was like, an awkward hug?
I mean, I'm sure it has happened.
Because it's been happening to me where, like, girls were coming for... But it's like, you know, give me the signs. That do you, what kind of hug are you coming in for? One hand, side, like, which hug do you want? Because it's always, like, they'll come in for a hug, but I don't know which one. So I'm just like... do you want a high knuckle bump? And then it's like a weird like friend one hand hug. It's like we didn't need to do this. Like you didn't have to. You could have said bye to me from over there.
Yeah.
Like
what's
there's,
up?
There's
See
no
later.
Reason.
Yeah, whatever it is.
We don't have to make physical contact. It's,
yeah, I agree. Usually I just do like the like one handed like side thing kind of.
That's
always above the shoulder.
That's awkward for me. That's just weird.
I agree.
I just knuckle bumps. What's
yeah, that's what I prefer.
Also. Yeah,
I don't think I ever want to bring back handshakes for comedy. It's way easier to just knuckle bump somebody.
It is, and
dude.
It's quicker.
Yeah,
it's like that second counts.
Yep.
But
yep.
I don't know. The knee, and also, dude, watching people at work is fascinating. Watching the need from men to hug a woman goodbye is gross to watch.
Have you ever noticed that's like a black dude thing? Like they just like to hug other black girls for like no reason.
Yeah,
like they don't
I've
even know
that.
Them. They
yeah.
don't even know them, and they're just like, "I want to give you a hug."
Yeah,
all right. It's weird as a dude who's dating a black girl. Black guys will just walk up to him and be like, "Can I give you a hug?" It's like, okay, yeah, sure, go for it. I guess I don't. It's like that's don't
and
even
then,
acknowledge
and
me.
And then you're like, "Dude, where's mine, bro?"
Yeah,
like, come on,
yeah.
I'm having a rough day.
They don't even go like, "Hey, what's up, man? Hey, can I give you a hug?" It's just like, "Hey, can I give you?" It's like, okay. That's what Jonathan Tynes did to my girl the first time he met her. Just walked up to her. Didn't even introduce himself. I feel like I should give you a hug, so I'm going to give you a hug. During COVID, essentially.
Oh, Tynes.
She was wearing a mask. I was like, don't you think, is that not a sign for you, bro?
Yeah. Read the room, bro.
Fuck. People are so dumb.
Yeah, that I don't know. Hugs are... They're not casual, and people throw them out like they're casual, you know? Especially with COVID now, like a hug is definitely not casual. Like,
yeah, no.
If we're hugging, it's because we're close, not necessarily
yeah.
intimate, but we're close. You know, like if you do comedy, we're coworkers. We just work in the same building. We don't have to be friends. You don't have to like me. We don't have to hug. Like,
yeah.
just hi. How you doing? What's going on?
What's
great.
Up?
Cool.
Yeah.
We're in the elevator. Go do your thing.
Right.
Like we can make
this
small talk.
Is this your floor?
That's fine. Where's signups? Over there. Go over there now. Yeah. Go away from me, please. Yeah. Where's signups? In the bucket. Drop your name. Go away.
Go away. Yep. Stop asking me questions.
Go have your cigarette outside. I don't care. But go away. Fucking do your thing, bro. Yeah. And, oh, I. The other thing I want to talk about was my awful experience of Apex Legends on the Switch, but it's only because of all the things you said about holding it and thing. But what's weird, and I don't know if this is an algorithm thing. I guess it would make sense if it is. But I've been playing in crossplay games, but I always get a teammate that's also on a Switch. And I don't think that many people are playing Apex Legends on a Switch. So I think...
they try to pair you up with people.
Yeah, with other people that are on, because they understand that there's a little bit of a gap.
Interesting. And that's like a four-person squad, right?
I've been playing in quads, but I think it's quads and duos. Okay. I want to say it might be trios and duos now that I think about it.
Do they change it up? How long have you been playing?
About a week now.
Okay,
it
so
was,
you wouldn't really know.
Yeah,
if
it
they
was free.
Because you
so
know how they call it like a world or Warzone will like
different
every
shit.
Week. It's yeah, they yeah. kind of change it up.
But it also feels like, especially on the Switch, like when you play it on screen, it feels like too much. And I don't know if I've said this
when
I first played it.
Like on the handheld screen?
Yeah, visually speaking, yeah. It feels like too much.
It's
like
too much in too little space.
Yeah. They want you to manage your inventory live because they keep
right,
track. And then
right.
they want you to switch and then attach weapons.
Keep track
and,
of your fucking ammo. It's
yeah,
like
and if you,
this big
if you pick
screen.
Up the wrong ammo, you know. But they do a good job, I will say, of color coding it where like your heavy rounds are purple and your light
right,
rounds
right,
are
right,
orange.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're getting shot
at. But that's just
a
part of the game. I mean, that's just like Warzone.
Yeah,
you see it on the ground, it's purple, grab it.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
You know.
But they're live. It's too much on that small screen. I hadn't even considered playing
that
it on
makes,
the TV.
That
I'll be fair, because I don't.
Have
I like.
You got
I,
any dubs yet?
No. I've got second place though. Oh, our nice. Team did get second place. A lot of camping. I picked up a fucking sniper rifle, and I was just like, I'll wait because I don't know how to play this game.
That's what I like to do. That's what I like to do in Warzone, man. I get a sniper rifle. I just try to pick people off. It's
yeah.
so much fun when you hit someone from really far.
For sure.
Like, oh.
And it's an immediate break.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then
fun.
You miss the next four. You're like,
yeah,
all right,
shit.
I thought I was
okay,
on it.
Yeah, not good.
He didn't even jump. He was just running in a straight line. Like, ah, shit. Yeah. All right, never mind.
That's my least favorite. When they're like moving, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. How do you want to like throw something? Like, freeze.
Lead.
Fucking freeze.
Lead the duck.
What's my ping? You got to check your fucking
right.
your milliseconds. You're like, oh, God damn it. I got to lead him by that much now.
Yeah. Imagine if someone was able to do that based on their ping.
I'm sure you can.
Think there's a you can figure it out,
but I think it's not like a oh check my it's not like reading windage. I think you can probably feel your ping out at that point. Like if you play that much, you know when it's like at 30 ish, you know when it's 50 ish.
Do you?
I do. It's especially multiplayer. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
I can definitely tell when I'm behind a little bit for
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it.
Fair.
It feels like back in Gears 1 where you'd get host and oh buddy.
Yeah.
Oh buddy. You want to feel like a god?
Yeah.
Oh, just get a shotgun. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, because you're just like 2 milliseconds ahead of everybody
that's
else.
That's all you need.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Especially in like Call of Duty when it's like sniping.
Mm-hmm.
You just poke your head out real quick. Pow.
Yep.
That's all you need.
Oh, every time we talk about Gears of War, I want to pick up an Xbox because that was, for me, the funnest experience in a third-person shooter.
Those games were so good. Have they made a new one? They did make a new one recently,
like
huh?
Five,
yeah, there's
dude.
A fifth one now. Yeah. Laura Bailey was the main voice actor in that
oh,
game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Main?
Part like, of a critical role. I think she was, like, the main chick. I don't know. I didn't play the game.
It was
but
probably a male and a female.
Probably, lead. Yeah. I think she was, like, because she was promoting it big time, so it must have
oh,
been.
Oh, yeah.
But fuck. She's amazing. She's incredibly talented. She has done so much, dude. Those fucking voice actors, when I think about, like, I could probably do voice acting, and then I see them just, like, whoop, just switch their fucking
yeah.
everything. I'm like,
you,
how do you do that?
You don't think it's just work, though? You like, because they spent
yeah, I think there's a,
like, lifetimes in a studio.
Yeah, but you had to learn that before you get to that point.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
I just think some people
like
are better. But I think some people are better at just naturally doing impressions and changing their voice. I think that's a
thank
that's
you.
A skill.
Thank you.
And I don't think you have it.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
So,
should we practice some
uh-huh,
stuff?
Uh-huh.
What should we do?
Bow. Do your best, bow. This is great content.
That sound effects. Do people?
People?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, well, okay.
It's a good
I have
D&D
a
workout.
I have a very finite like. Like I can do a decent Cat Williams. I can do I'm Jay Farrow basically. I can
right.
only do black people.
Right, but if it was like like in a video game, okay, here's an orc gentleman who grew up around fire and has kind of got a raspy deep voice and he's a blacksmith and he owns a shop named Grog's Anvil. What would your voice be for that?
Skinwalker. Welcome to Grog's.
How do you do?
Get you anything you need. If you need anything made out of iron, it's going to take 2 weeks.
That's pretty good.
Come back when you have the money.
All right. Thank you, Grog.
Get out of here.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Should I do mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grog. I feel like you've used this name before.
It's a name from Critical Role.
Wait, I got to ring the bell.
Ding. Come in. What you here for?
Swords?
I got plenty of swords. Large swords, small swords, skinny swords, fat swords.
Fat swords?
Fat swords here.
I feel like I'm just a shitty human.
No, that's. I think we were doing different orcs. Mm, I think that's okay, what it was. Okay. Your orc was like goblin orc, like Lord of the Rings goblin orc. I think my orc was like Uruk-hai orc.
Right,
orc,
right, right.
Know, half human, half orc growing.
Okay, half thing. Orc. Yeah, all right.
I think that's what it was. We were just doing different orcs.
See, we could totally do it.
I know.
But they're way better than us. I'm not saying
that, but but what I'm saying is that we have the ability, and so all it is after that is time in the saddle. You know,
they just like instantly, yeah. Though.
But, I mean, so do you. You know, so do we. So, do, like, you're a person. As soon as you grab that mic, it's, all right, go time.
I guess, yeah. But yeah. I'm still just doing me.
I guess. Well, they're also kind of just doing them.
I guess.
They're just crazier.
That's true.
They have way more voices in their heads.
Yeah.
Way more voices.
Yeah.
That would be fun. To have voices in my head.
I don't think so, man. I don't think you want that. Don't wish that upon yourself.
No. I am. I wanted to be, I think I've said this already. I wanted to be a Michael Winslow comedian when I first saw.
Really?
Michael. Yeah. 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 That's how I started just making stupid fucking noises. And
can you do anything else?
I can do the bird call in the hand. Like that.
Do we?
That stupid shit. I used to like try to crack my neck into a mic. Like, what else did I do? Stupid fucking shit, bro. I would like, I bought a microphone just because I liked the way it sounded. And it's like, oh, I can now hear the sounds instead of just doing the sounds.
You ever get a microphone and then you just go?
No, you fucking weirdo.
It's just weird how
like, turn the gain up.
It's just so weird sometimes. Well, when you first grab a microphone, you're like, "Wow, I can just hear everything." Wow, we are the worst podcasters in the world.
No, I did my boomerang.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
What about a helicopter?
All right, so we're here on. I feel like it's like a. No, it still sounds like the. I can't find the thing. It still sounds like my boomerang. Meow. Can you do a good cat?
A cat.
Meow. That's pretty good. Meow. That's like a kitten. Meow. Oh, that's a it's grouchy a dying cat. Yeah. Meow. Meow. Are you hungry?
That's a gay cat.
Meow. A rare. You want to put your boots in my puss? A rare.
That's so stupid.
Don't laugh at it. It encourages me. See, we got to video games eventually, guys.
We did it pretty quick today, actually.
We gotta wrap this up because I'm sure our homies are outside because, you know, the other homie was barking. So.
Yeah.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. Got any plugs, bro?
Yeah, dude. Ontario Improv. Is this going to be out before then?
I'll make it out.
All right.
Now,
Ontario Improv on the 28th, this Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Doors open at 7, so you can eat before the show.
Mm-hmm. You can buy your tickets on ontario.improv.com. If you use the code word BUDDY, B-U-D-D-Y, at checkout, you will save $5 on your tickets.
$5 make you holler, guys. Mm-hmm. Who's on the lineup, William?
It's going to be me, you, Alec Damani, Brian Matthews, Frank Castillo, and Paul Ogata headlining.
What a lineup.
It really is.
What a lineup.
Yeah, I mean, after us is just pure gold. You know?
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire. We're still gold, bro.
So if you just make it through the first 20 minutes.
We're still gold, bro.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
If we're not gold, our scene is in trouble, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
I do okay.
You do okay. What are you talking about? You open. You had a weekend. You had a weekend of work.
Fucking 2 years ago.
Yeah, but 1 year didn't count.
That's fair.
Well, it didn't count work-wise. It counted comedy-wise. You fucks. If you don't count that year, you're wrong, because I know you tried to write jokes during that year. So,
I didn't write very good ones. Yeah. That's for sure.
None of us did, because we all had the same life experience for a year, bro. Oh,
yep. Anyway, follow me on Instagram at Willie_D20 and on Twitter, I guess, even though I don't really do anything there because it's toxic.
That's great. It's fun. Sharing the toxicity, bro. Basking it is great. There's no sunshine because it's all shade. My Instagram is at the George F. Our Instagram is at the Buddy System Co. Again, July 28th, 7 p.m. Doors open at the Ontario Improv. Check out with code Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, for $5. The IE's in a glow up, guys, so stay tuned. We'll see you guys on Tuesday at Brooks Bar or on Thursday at Worthington's or at one of the other cracking mics in Riverside / the Inland Empire. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.